President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID. He was campaigning in Las Vegas today, and the White House said he took a test because he had some cold symptoms. He has taken his first dose of Paxlovid. Now he's on Air Force One, returning to Delaware. But this comes at an awkward time for Biden because of questions he is facing from his party about his ability to run for a second term. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram is covering this. Hi, Deepa.
Hey, Ari.
Biden's doctor has some notes that the White House passed along. What did he say?
Yeah, the president's doctor said that Biden is experiencing mild upper respiratory symptoms, and that includes a runny nose and a cough. His doctor says Biden felt okay for the first event of the day, which was a visit to a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas and a sit-down interview. But since he wasn't feeling any better after that, he took a COVID test and the results were positive. The doctor says the PCR results of the test are pending. He said Biden has taken his first dose of Paxlovid. His symptoms remain mild, and he has a normal respiratory rate and temperature.
Where was he when all of this came to light?
Right. So Biden has been campaigning in Las Vegas for the last few days. Yesterday, he was speaking to a huge crowd at the NAACP convention and campaigning with the Congressional Black Caucus. He was rolling out plans on capping rent costs and continuing to talk about former President Trump's agenda. And this was all supposed to be counter-programming for the Republican National Convention that's taking place this week. And then today, Biden sat down for an interview with Univision, visited that Mexican restaurant. He was just about to go to the Unidos Conference. That's a Hispanic civil rights organization, but he was really delayed. And then the president of Unidos, Janet Murguia, came out on stage.
The president has been at many events, as we all know, and he just tested positive for COVID. So, of course, we understand that he needs to take the precautions that have been recommended, and he did not obviously want to put anybody at risk.
So pretty strong reaction there. Reporters traveling with Biden said that the president gave them a thumbs up as he was getting back onto Air Force One to leave Las Vegas. And Biden said he felt good.
It's striking to hear that audible reaction from the crowd. So what's he going to do now?
Well, now he's on his way to his house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which that has always been the plan. But now, obviously, he will be there to self-isolate and continuing just to carry out his duties, according to the White House.
And this isn't the first time he's gotten COVID, right?
Right. He had COVID in 2022. And at that time, his symptoms were also mild. The president is vaccinated. He's gotten his booster shots. And I will point out, generally speaking, COVID cases have been back on the rise in the U.S. in recent weeks. This bout of COVID, though, comes not long after Biden also just had a cold. And that was part of the campaign's explanation for why he had such a terrible performance on the debate stage a few weeks ago. They said because of the cold and because he had been traveling a lot, that's why he had a, quote, bad night.
There have been so many questions about that night. What is the latest on the fallout from that debate?
Yeah, the aftermath of the debate has brought up a ton of questions, right? And concerns from Democratic lawmakers and donors and voters who were worried about the president's age, his health, his fitness for office. And just today, California Congressman Adam Schiff, who's also running for Senate, said he thinks Biden should not run again. But the president has insisted he's staying in the race over and over again. Even last night, he did an interview with BET News, and he said the only thing that could get him to end his candidacy is a serious health condition of some sort. In the last few weeks, he's been trying to show repeatedly that he's got the energy to run for office. He's been doing multiple interviews, public events, but that hasn't really stopped the questions about whether Biden should still be the nominee. So Biden being sick once more is kind of highlighting these concerns and all the uncertainty.
It's NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram. Thank you.
Thank you.